Right now, launching something new this week to find out what happened to your favourite reality TV stars from days gone by.
Where are they?
This is Cliffo and Gabby's Where Are They Now?
Samantha Jade is currently on The Celebrity Apprentice, so that's where she is right now. But what has she done since the X Factor Australia in 2012 when she was the first woman to win the Australian series? She joins us right now to talk all about it. Hey, Samantha.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good. Samantha, I don't want to make you and all of us feel old, but it seems like it was yesterday, but that was 10 years ago this year.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Someone actually said that to me the other day, and I was like, wait, what? 10 years? It feels like, in some ways, it feels like 20 years, and some ways it feels like yesterday.
It does feel like yesterday, but you've done so much in that 10 years. It's been phenomenal. Talk us through a little bit about what happened directly after X Factor Australia.
Well, I mean, of course, you know, the come down from the show is crazy because you're used to just being on this, you know, kind of hard-hitting thing every week, you know, nervous every week. And, you know, hoping Australia will vote for you. So it's kind of a relief after that you get to then go, you know, live your dreams. And basically I went straight into recording the In Excess Never Tear Us Apart series.
Where you were Kylie Minogue, right?
Yeah, where I was Kylie Minogue playing her. And then I obviously did Firestarter and I did an album.
Yeah.
Performed in a few places in the world, and I can't even remember. It's been so many years.
It must have been like it's tiring, not in a bad way, but just hearing you recount all that.
Like it out.
There must have been years there when you were in the height of your success, because after X Factor, you know, you went on and you supported One Direction on their Aussie tour, which was huge.
Right. Yep.
There was Never Tear Us Apart. There was, you know, doing your own gigs all over the world. Like, there must be whole years there that are kind of a blur.
I reckon the year, definitely the 2 years after, because you just kind of like, you're so excited that people want to see you gig. That's been your dream the whole time. And so you're going, yep, I'll take it. Yep, I'll take that. And then you don't realise that you haven't left yourself any room to, you know, sleep or breathe. Or. But at the same time, that's what you wanted and that's the dream, you know. So I don't regret any of it and I've had the best time.
So have you slowed down a little bit in the last couple of years, or is life still just as hectic for you?
Well, I think obviously COVID was such a slowdown for the industry. And it's such a job that we can't, like, work from home, really.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like we gig, we do performances, and you can't really do that over Zoom. I actually weirdly did do a few Zoom performances, which was
Was it awkward? And yeah.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like you finish a song and then you're like, okay, on to the next. Like, because there's no, like, you know, you don't know when to. It was kind of weird. And, you know, like the weird freezing and it wasn't my fave way of performing, that's for sure.
Do famous people still get starstruck? Do you still have this? Like, have you had in your life, like, you meet one of your idols you become, like, awkward, like people might be around you? Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this one time I met Brandy, who I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah. The boy is mine.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I, like, you know, she is, anyone who's like a real, like, vocalist is obsessed with Brandy because she's one of the best singers ever. And so this was in LA when I was there writing, and I was just come out of the bathroom, actually, and, you know, girls in the bathroom, you chat while you're washing your hands and, like, reapplying your lip gloss. And I look over at the next, like, sink, and she's washing her hands, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's Brandy. And I just said, I was like, oh, because she kind of, I caught her eye because it was kind of awkward how I was staring at her.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, my gosh, I love your outfit. And I went, I love you.
You!
I cooked that.
How many times since have you worn that outfit? Because Brandy loved it.
Hasn't taken it off,
oh my
have
God.
You, Samantha?
I reckon I wore that outfit to every meeting I had after that.
Yeah, Brandy. Oh, this outfit. Yeah, Brandy likes it as well.
Exactly. You know, like this Brandy does. Yeah.
Samantha, so Gabby mentioned it. You're on Celebrity Apprentice right now. Do you have that cutting edge, that brutal touch that is sometimes needed in a show like Celebrity Apprentice?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know because it's one of those things that you know, this show really pushes you and you are outside of your comfort zone and you don't really, you know, you're doing stuff that's not in your wheelhouse, you know. So I definitely had to stand up for myself a few times. But I never go past being, you know, rude or brutal.
Okay.
So that means you don't last very long. No, I'm kidding.
But you have to watch and find out.
You've got to be a bit more cutthroat.
Yeah, you got to watch and find out. Celebrity Apprentice Australia. You can see it on Channel 9 and the 9 Now app. Samantha Jade, thank you so much for joining us on Cliffo and Gabby's Where Are They Now?
Oh, thank you, guys.